So the middle six chapters of the Gita are discussing the essence of the Gita's message, which is bhakti. And the ninth chapter, which is in the middle of even these six chapters, is explaining the essence of even bhakti. Therefore, the ninth chapter is entitled Rajaguya Yoga. The king of all knowledge is explained in the ninth chapter of the Gita. And here we find the essential message that Krishna wants to give to everyone. Krishna explains to Arjuna what the ultimate goal of a devotee is. Krishna explains to Arjuna, Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vyaisasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Krishna says to Arjuna that everything you're doing, all the different books that you're reading, all the different austerities that you're performing, all the different charities that you're doing, everything that you're doing in spiritual life is ultimately aimed at this one thing. Always remember Krishna and never forget Him. And therefore Krishna explains that we should use whatever talents and different things we have in His service. And Krishna cites one very wonderful verse to Arjuna. He explains to Arjuna, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati. Even if you offer me one flower, one fruit, one water, if you do it with bhakti, I am fully satisfied. Krishna is not looking for big, big things. Krishna is just looking that one does their best. There's a wonderful story from the Ramayana. After Ram was exiled to go into the forest, then as Ram, Sita and Lakshman went towards the forest, they had to cross one river. So as they were thinking how to cross this river, one boatman came. And Ram asked the boatman, can you take us across the river? The boatman, he said, yeah, I can take you, no problem. So they all got into the boat and then the boatman took them to the other side of the river. As they stepped out of the boat, Ram said, you have done a very wonderful service, so we should offer you something. But I don't have anything with me. What can I give you? So then Ram looked at Sita and Sita had one necklace. So he said to Sita Devi, take this necklace off and give it to the boatman. So Sita Devi, she began to take that necklace off. And as she was taking it off, the boatman said, no. No need. Ram said, no, you've done something for us, so we should repay. And the boatman said, no. In this area, we have one agreement that every boatman gives every other boatman a ride for free. So Ram says, you're a boatman, but I'm not a boatman. I'm Dasarath Sutta. I'm the son of a king. The boatman said, I'm a very small boatman. I take a few people from this side of the river to that side of the river every week. But Lord Ram, you are the biggest boatman because you have the power to carry all the living entities across the ocean of the material world and take them to the spiritual world. So do we have an agreement? Every boatman gives every other boatman a ride for free. It's a very wonderful story because it's showing how the boatman didn't have very much. All he had was his boat. And the only service he could render was to take Ram across the river. But that service satisfied Ram such that that boatman went back to the spiritual world. So in spiritual life, Krishna does not see how much one is giving. Krishna is seeing how much one is holding back. You may give so much, but if you still have all of this for yourself, then it's not fully satisfying to Krishna. But if you have something small, and whatever you have, you give that, Krishna is very happy. So therefore, the essence of the Gita is, always remember Krishna and never forget Him. Krishna does not make material calculations on one service. Materially, we may see one service as very big and another service as very small. But Krishna makes a different calculation. He makes a bhakti calculation. He makes a calculation of sincerity. And if you are sincere, and if you do the best you can, and you offer that to Krishna, then you will attain the perfection of life.